have to witness the anxiety, what these families are going through. Some of them have spent thousands of euros over the years in their homes, making their homes even better. That has not even been looked at the minute by Donegal County Council or the Department of Housing. There should be a compensation redress scheme outside a redress scheme rebuilding these houses on behalf of these tenants who have suffered living in poor accommodation. That is going to be a huge issue moving forward. From day one, I have said that there could be 2,000 plus properties. Well, the council has confirmed now that they have 2,400, but I believe that the figure is even higher. When all these houses are tested, that will finally identify the amount of houses that Donegal County Council has on their books that are actually suffering from defective concrete. And it's not just defective concrete blocks, it's defective concrete foundations.
Any decision on a redress scheme to compensate people for the mental health effects of this is going to have to be agreed at Oireachtas level. In order for the Oireachtas to agree to do that, it would involve taking on an admission that the state facilitated and, in a way, is to blame for that mental anguish. Realistically speaking, do you believe the Oireachtas is willing to go that far?
Well, they have to. The state and the lack of building control, market surveillance and the policing of industries that were made self-regulated in 2001 are the cause of the structural defects in properties all over this country. People paid their rent on a weekly basis, paid for a service, didn't get that service, paid for a house that was supposed to be fit for purpose.